So I want to talk a little bit about some of these new strategies, and we'll get into some of them through your cases. I see your first patient, 77-year-old woman, diagnosed with lambda light chain multiple myeloma and widespread lytic bone disease in 2014.
Yeah, she's a lovely Hispanic lady who basically got initial treatment with RVD. She's 72 at the time, so consequently, we were careful. We did not actually give her RVD Classic. We gave her what I affectionately call RVD Premium Light. Excuse the beer analogy,
premium,
but essentially it's a weekly bortezomib administration over 28 days. RVD Light is the 35-day cycle that my colleague Betsy O'Donnell, my partner Jacob Laubach, pioneered and published. But essentially, RVD Premium Light is an adaptation of that, which is a 28-day cycle. And that's bortezomib weekly, days 1, 8, 15, and 22 every 28 days. So she received RVD Premium Light, did very well, and was maintained.
Before you go any farther, before you move on, I just want to pick up on that initial situation. First of all, how did she present? Is she having a lot of pain?
She did. She had widespread lytic bone disease. She, in fact, had disease affecting her axial and radial skeleton. And light chain disease tends to be very bone avid, be it kappa or lambda. We always worry about lambda more because the molecule is more toxic to the kidney. And of course, it's also got a greater association with amyloid. So I always am more fearful of lambda light chain disease.
How long had she been feeling poorly and having pain?
As I recall, she had about a six-month history of malaise and discomfort, not feeling particularly well. The reality was that she presented with a fairly classical presentation then at that time, and she benefited from the combination of the three drugs plus zoledronic acid. She was maintained on RV maintenance.
I wanted to ask you about, as you treated her, how long did it take? Did she eventually get to a point where she was, feeling good?
Oh, my goodness, yes. No, she responded very quickly. I mean, I think the point about light chain disease is it's exquisitely sensitive to proteasome inhibition. And as you know, proteasome inhibition is ideal at targeting bone. And so that worked very well for her. I would also stress that she tolerated her lenalidomide well. She had really minimal comorbidities. She was a very fit 72-year-old at presentation. And so basically, at that time, she really did, and this was 2014, so we had plenty of data on RVD by that time to justify its use in this way.